Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
See you. What's going on?
Que tal, Vatos Locos? Welcome to a very special Friday edition of Overpromised, our bonus pod, because we can't fit all this fun into our show. Covino and Rich, 2-4 on the West, 5-7 on the East. But this week, crazy week, we did the Dan Patrick hat trick. So if you missed any of that, search the podcast, and we filled in for Colin Cowherd, but back to normal. Good to be here. Hope you had a great week.
I mean, truth be told, I want to be hanging with you and everyone.
Yeah.
But I'm like counting the minutes for us to be done with this because I want to watch Love is Blind season 6.
Yeah, buddy. But yo, we got a lot to get to, all
people
right?
People tell me I look like Megan Fox.
You don't. Oh. You look like Eli Manning.
Really?
Shut up. We're going to talk about the drunkest fans in sports, okay? The drunkest fans in sports and the weakest uniforms. And it's all based on the biggest story in baseball this week, these miserable new uniforms, the Nike Vapor Premier jerseys.
You know what's what shit's funny to me? That
what?
NFL is king. We all talk about the NFL at nauseam almost. Like yeah, nonstop. True. The football season ends, we're already predicting who's going to be in the postseason next year. NFL is king. NBA All-Star Weekend. All this stuff is going on. Baseball's probably trying desperately. What can we do to get a headline? And their headlines that they got shitty uniforms.
You know, but it's I look at it this way. It's function over fashion here. There's a purpose, and I think we're just prisoners of the moment because they look ugly. But there's purpose, right? Yeah. It's like when your phone gets an update, you hate it at first, but then you realize, oh, okay, maybe it's good. Maybe, you know, you start to like it because they're moisture-wicking uniforms made of 90% recycled polyester, but you get 25% more stretch, right? And it allows the jersey to dry 28%. That's significant.
Bartolo Colon's thinking a couple years too late for the extra stretch.
True. 28% faster, right? So in the dog days of summer when it's hot and it's maybe then they're like, oh, you know what? They're not so bad, but they're not visually pleasing to the eye, man. They look cheap.
Did you say the dong days of summer?
The dog days of summer.
Because there might be a dong days of summer.
There might be. But the headline is just how bad they look. And you saw the side-by-side comparisons between like the old Seattle jersey, which is getting a lot of criticism.
Yeah. If you look at the old Mariners jersey, yeah. When I say old, like a year ago, look at the detail and the stitching and the name. And it looks like an official jersey you as a fan would pay hundreds of dollars for. The one on the right looks like the Modell's Dick's Sporting Good, Big Five, like shitty knockoff.
And they're not cheap. That's the other thing,
I feel
right?
Like the one on the right is the one that you buy from a Japanese website for $20.
Well, again, yeah, players are complaining, but jersey enthusiasts are also complaining because they're like over $400. Oh, yeah. They're distributed by Fanatics, made by Nike, and it's getting a lot of criticism. And just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, right? Because they look terrible. Pictures were released of Shohei Ohtani wearing them, right? And the pants are see-through. So people are like, dude, they're so bad, you could see through the pants. This is going to be terrible, right?
You can see his jersey tucked in.
You could see it tucked in. And if you think that's bad, just wait. It gets even more worse because Casey Schmidt of the San Francisco Giants took a photo. Rich, it went viral. I thought it was fake with AI. You don't know. Photoshop. I'm like, this can't be real. That's funny. The headline was, is he going to start every count 2-0 this season? And I'm like, what does that even mean? Oh, two balls, no strikes. Because you could see balls.
Stop it.
Dude, the pants are so see-through.
He's got little Cracker Jacks.
You could see his little Cracker Jacks, you call them, through the pantalones. But again, they're supposed to be more breathable. They're supposed to be better. But all it's getting is criticism. And just to give you one more update, Eric Hosmer, who just recently retired, 13 years in the bigs. Congrats, man. Eric Hosmer came out publicly saying, yeah, they're not great, but they'll fix it. They'll fix it.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the worst uniforms of all time.
Well, keep in mind, function over fashion.
Yeah.
But they do look cheap. And to be honest, not kissing any ass, as your dad would say. But Fanatics and Nike usually put out pretty premier products. Well, so dude, I think everyone's confused.
It's not embroidered on anymore, right? It's sort of
like ironed on.
Ironed on, the logos and everything. So I get it. It's not going to look the same, but they're playing baseball. They're not putting on a fashion show, okay?
Baseball.
So we'll see what happens, what adjustments they make based on the criticism.
Well, what are some of the weaker uniforms in our lifetime, maybe even before we were born? I thought of a few if you want
to
play along.
Let's get into it. If we don't get to the one you're thinking of or you think one is worse, hit us up at Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio, hashtag overpromise.
Now, this one came to mind because my son, Ben, who just turned 4, thinks he's a dinosaur, loves T-Rexes.
Yeah.
The Raptors uniform back in the day looks like a terrible like cartoon that like a kid drew with a basketball jersey on.
Yeah, that's infamously known as one of the weakest. It is kind of weak.
Nothing says Toronto like dinosaurs.
Yeah, no, that's a bad one. How about the Pirates, this old Pirates one that got a lot of criticism?
That's when they were trying to do those experimental like future uniforms.
That is weak,
though. I hope no one wears this in the future. Ugly ass pirate on their third rare color. Because the Pirates are, you know, every team in Pittsburgh got that gold and black.
Yo,
you shouldn't use your third rando color as the red on the Pirates. No bueno.
But it's so ugly that, you know, I've seen people wear that Raptors jersey. I've never seen a fan wearing that jersey.
I get it. Sometimes there's irony in something so ugly it's cool. Like, for instance, the Tampa Bay Bucks creamsicle went from, yo, that's the lamest uniform ever, to that's the hottest uniform.
Because
the
Seattle Seahawks, retro and nostalgic, that's why.
Seattle Seahawks lime green. For as many people say, that shit's hideous, some people say that's hot. So it's a thin line. But I think these that we're pointing out, universally bad. See, like that, when we were kids, was considered ugly. Now,
you're like, again, nostalgia reasons. Yeah. That's the only thing. How about the Islanders, the infamous Islanders jersey? We're not talking Haku and
who are the Islanders? Tanaka. When they got rid of the legendary classic New York Islanders, you know, the stick and the puck, the Gordon's Fisherman.
It's kind of, you know what? I mean, if you take that out of it, it's not that bad, but I know it got a lot of criticism. And, you know, we're from the East Coast, so we completely remember when that was talk of the town. Like, dude, it's so weak. Yeah. But keep in mind, too, people hate change. People hate it.
I'll give you an example.
It takes time.
I don't want to put Spot on the spot because he's pulling up these photos like a freaking wizard.
Yeah.
I remember when we were at our old job, when the Rams debuted their new uniform, people hated it. Now I look at it, I'm like, the bone gray or the bright blue and yellow. I think the Rams uniform looks tight.
You're so right. We said it looked like the Internet Explorer logo. We were hating on that so bad because our eyes hadn't adjusted yet.
Your eyes have
to
adjust. So
you got to keep that in mind.
But every new uniform for a minute looks funny. But to me, the Rams are a great example of a team that everyone's like, that's what they came up with. And now you look at it and you're like, it's pretty tight looking.
Yeah. No,
it looks good.
I agree. At first, I wasn't feeling it. I like it now. How about that Steelers uniform that everybody hated on?
They haven't broken out in a minute. I think they're due to rock the Bumblebees.
They're weak, dude.
I mean, I get it. Throwbacks are a thing. The fans. You know what I always thought was interesting? Imagine you're a little kid. Your dad brings you to one Steelers game, and that's what they're wearing. Like, that's your memory. That's your lasting childhood memory.
You know, Rich is a guy who focuses on the jersey, and you care about these things. I don't care as much. So I wouldn't care if I was at the game they were wearing them. But I do have eyes, and a sense of taste, and I think those are weak as hell.
Now, I don't want to be predictable, Covino.
Yeah.
Man, they are ugly, huh?
Yeah, they are. They're weak as hell.
There's a uniform that everyone will agree is the worst.
I picture Mike Tyson as the Bumblebee. Yeah, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Remember that? Buzz. Yeah, I love the Steelers. I'm Mike Tyson as the Bumblebee.
Now,
looks like No Rain by Blind Melon to me.
This was before our time. So I don't remember this. So I remember seeing it for the first time thinking, well, this wasn't real. This has to be like maybe an exhibition game or like maybe it was a one-day thing in spring training. And there he is. Mike Tyson is a Bumblebee.
That's when Tyson was rooting for the Steelers.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go, Pittsburgh.
Terrible towel. So there was a Chicago White Sox uniform with a collar and they were wearing shorts.
I can't believe that's real. I'm with you on that.
Because it was before we were born. So anytime you see one of these lists come up, like shittiest uniforms, I always thought like, no way that was real. How did the player say, yeah, I'm good with this?
Yeah, I can't even imagine that.
That looks like some throwback 1800. Like,
and if you played ball, you know that you're susceptible to some serious raspberries there. No, I mean, like if you're sliding, that's got to hurt. It's just not even functional. Not only is it not fashionable, it's not even functional. So
every guy's going to have cuts on his knees.
You think that's number one, but it's not.
Oh,
my number one.
I know what your number one is.
What is my number one?
You're a big baseball fan. World Baseball Classic, when Great Britain, the letters were like the simplest font and they were like falling off the jersey. That was the weakest.
By the way, that was such an embarrassment. And that's what they're comparing the new jerseys to. That Great Britain WBC jersey that was falling apart. No, and that was on such a big stage. That was so weak. No, the number one worst jersey or worst uniform of all time. I'm giving it to you, Rich. Rich Davis, 1987 Franklin Square Little League Mets. That weak-ass font. Look at that weak-ass jersey with your foam hat, your styrofoam weak-ass flat brim, and those weak-ass stirrups. You, number one, weakest of all time, flashing it back on a Friday.
First of all, I did grow up in the Franklin Square area, but how dare you disrespect Garden City South Little League. Cherry Valley is the field we played at, and we had that corny-ass parade down Nassau Boulevard on Long Island.
Look how weak that uniform was. Yeah. And you know how weak it was? It was probably 10 years old by the time you got to it. There were patches and grass stains from 1970-something on those pants.
Look at that. Yeah. Right, something else I wanted to bring up on today's Overpromise. We just wrapped up the NFL season. Now, when I was at the Super Bowl.
Spot's saying what? Would you say Spot? Spot's chiming.
What about your stellar jersey when you were a kid?
Mine was so bad they misspelled it.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, my Little League jersey was so bad, it was a misspelling because they didn't care about you back then. Yeah. They printed them out and they're like, yep, I guess you got to roll with it. I was on the Virginians. But if you look close,
you're on the Virginians.
The Virginians. Virginians.
Dude, you're such a vagina.
They spelled it wrong. You know, I always marveled at my mullet. I marveled at my mullet in that photo, never realizing they spelled Virginians wrong.
I'll be honest, ignore Covino's pretty stellar mechanics there.
Ah, yeah. Look at that.
You were on the Virginians.
That was
Virginians.
10, like 1986, 87 ish.
Forget this one. Jeez.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, that wins. Number one, right. The Virginians. No,
I'm still going with your Mets one.
Mine was not the Virginians.
You make the call.
All right.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball. We do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Something I wanted to bring up, because I thought about the last few times you and I have been to a ball game, basketball game, Lakers game, baseball game. I was at the Super Bowl. Not a brag, just I watched my Niners lose.
We had a great time in Vegas, though.
It was great
time. You want to see a recap? Check our social media.
I do think about, how much do I drink at a game? I feel like you and I may get one of those. I'll tell you what, we went to a fight. I had one big ass seltzer, you know, like one of those big seltzers.
For a reasonably priced $20.
Yeah, $20 for one big seltzer. Or maybe if you go to the bar, you get a double for 20 something, maybe a vodka soda. Drink maybe one or two beers. I never understood the person that went to a game and got smashed. I get it.
Sloshed.
There's a culture of stacking my beer cups and you get all plastered. They came out with a list in the New York Post of the drunkest NFL fan bases. And oddly enough, the most sober fan base, the Chiefs. And I'm thinking, because they got good shit to watch. You don't want to miss Mahomes and Kelsey and Andy Reid calling killer plays. The drunkest fans, congratulations. Tennessee Titans. I don't know how they did this. I think what they did was they...
Well, it's not like the Titans stink.
They tracked breathalyzers and breath tests they would do at random fans, and they decided that the Titans, the Steelers, the Colts, Falcons, and Saints, those are your top five drunk fan bases.
Now, are you proud of that or not? I'm asking you. Let us know. But my theory is different on that. Look, you go out to have a good time.
New York and LA are in the sober category. So I'm wondering if you got other stuff doing in your city, maybe
because they're on edibles and they're high. I mean, does that have anything to do with it?
I'll tell you. Can I give you a story?
Because a lot of times, even out here in California, it's like, oh, I'm California sober, which means, yeah, you're not drinking, but you're high on something.
Yeah.
I don't need all those
calories. I was at a World Series game once and I'm sad to admit, one of my friends passed me a little pen. He's like, you want a little puff? I was like, yeah, sure. I feel like I missed three innings. I remember turning to my friend.
Rich floated to the upper tier.
It's a stupid quote amongst my friends now.
Yeah.
Because I turned to my, and I just randomly go, it's the eighth inning? Like, in my mind, I was like, I thought the game just started.
You're probably caught in your head thinking about stuff.
I am anti getting drunk or high at a game because I feel like you go to the game. Listen, if you're with your buddies, it's one thing. But a lot of times you go to the game with your kids to have a great family experience. If you go with your buddies, after one or two drinks, like, do you really want to have the headache and feel shitty? Go there to watch the game.
I mean, are you driving? That's another question.
Thing, yeah.
And I'm not here to criticize because, like I was about to say, when you go out and some people don't get out enough, you want to have a great time. So we're saying enjoy your drink, enjoy yourself. But the way I roll with that, Rich, it's like two or three at the max.
Yeah.
Two or three at the max because I want to enjoy the game. And if you're getting sloshed, as we put it before, and you're the guy who loves to wear his beer helmet and be that guy and smash beer cans on your head, you know, I question how much you love the game if priority here is getting trashed.
Yeah.
I want to take it all in, not be sloppy.
Even if it's open bar, control yourself. You and I, and Spot, you were there as well. We went to go see Messi when he played against LAFC. And we found our way. I don't know how we got there, but we sort of found our way in a VIP area.
Yeah.
To the point where
we couldn't
leave because Spot led us to this awesome area where if we left, we weren't getting back in. And I remember you and I walking up to the bar and you're like, is this free? They're like, yeah, open bar. We only had two drinks maybe each because we were like, you know what? We're here to enjoy
the game. Because the goal is to see Messi, not to get Messi. But again,
look at this guy.
Look at me. Wow, really look
good.
At me.
That was a good one.
I know, right?
One more time. Can you repeat that?
To see Messi, not to get Messi.
Oh,
but that's the thing. That's the thing. Everybody has a different limit. So if my limit here at the game before it's a little too much is two or three, yours may be four or five, and that's fine. But know your limit and don't go past it because what memories are you taking away from the game? That's why you went in the first place. So it's not, I'm not judging here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, know when to say when. There you go. I made that up. How do you like that?
No. Wow, really?
Yeah.
When to say when?
Yeah, yeah. Because you're there to watch the game.
Good one.
And as they say at the Little League field, remember adults, the children are watching. There's kids there.
Come on.
You bozo.
All right. Well, I have one last thought before we say farewell. Have a great weekend. A
little PSA.
Enjoy some relaxing. Enjoy a little NBA. Enjoy some maybe, you know, keep up on your baseball team. A little spring training action. The reminder, based on our show title, Overpromised, it's the fun name of our bonus pod. But the lesson in life that we've preached for years, you don't want to overpromise. The opposite is what works in life. You want to underpromise, overproduce. You never want to overpromise, underproduce. That's the whole joking name of this podcast because we don't get to everything that I promised we'd get to. And no one likes when someone overpromises. And it brings us to the show that we're all going to watch this weekend. And that is Love is Blind Season 6.
Yes.
The biggest...
Trash TV at its finest.
The biggest trending thing from that show is the girl who's not unattractive. It's just she drew attention to herself by saying, I am told that I look like Megan Fox. And the minute she said it, I was like, oh, she's going to get it for this.
By the way, you know, the guy said he gets all the time that he looks like Christian McCaffrey, but she didn't know who that was.
So they cut it out?
So they edited it out.
I did see that viral thing right there saying, he actually equally said something dumb.
And guess what? He doesn't look like Christian McCaffrey.
No.
You see his
belly in the mirror?
Yeah,
he's
Jimmy with the bad fade. You know, so the thing is, she resembles Megan Fox, but you have this image of Megan Fox at her hottest. And again, you're going to meet that expectation. You overpromised.
Dude, I'm picturing that Megan Fox. I'm picturing Megan Fox leaning over the hood of a car in Transformers. I'm picturing Megan Fox.
They're the same picture.
Spot, you only see one picture there because it's the same thing?
They're the same person.
That's why, you know, if you want to take the lesson here, when people ask me, well, who do you look like? I say Luis Guzman.
Don't say like Mario Lopez.
I look like George Lopez.
Yeah, who's the other handsome dude? What's his name?
I don't know.
Jay Hernandez.
Yeah,
don't say Mario Lopez or Jay Hernandez. Oh, do the other. Under promise. I'm saying, under promise, over deliver. Yeah, tell people, Luis Guzman?
And that's even him. This weekend, when it comes to sexy time, after all your NBA and your hockey, whatever it is you're watching, your sexy love is blind, time. You know, don't overpromise and underproduce, okay? Don't say you're going to rock her world and then underdeliver.
Yeah, don't say you're going to rock her world all night and all night to you is 7 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're going to overpromise, let it be here on this show.
Perfect. All right. We'll see you guys back on Fox Sports Radio Monday, our usual time, back in action. Until then, anything you miss, you can always get at Kobe and Onrich at Fox Sports Radio. Until next time, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the overpromised land. Nice catch.
Son of a...
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.